And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
We're not on, are we?
Welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, Eric Fox back to studio. I'm Bob Geary. We're about 10 minutes and change away from starting lineups in our boys' contest here. The girls with a big win in the opener to move to 20-1 on the season and close out the regular season as the MRAC Conference champion. You're listening to the Verity Group pregame show along with Verity Group, our Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. They are your preseason, or your, excuse me, your pregame sponsors for our productions here of Crusader Basketball on Catholic Radio. Well, Tom, again, we touched upon it off and on throughout the night. Here's a team in the Yellow Jackets that were 3-19 last year, and now they sit at 17-3 on this season. Really a great success story for Coach and his group. They've had some kids that have been in the program a long time. They've just gotten steadily better. They added a couple of transfer students in this year, and just like that, Coach Donnie Johnson's got this group rolling, and they've had some big wins throughout the season.
They've had some big wins, and not what I was impressed when I saw them in person was, Donnie's not running a lot of set plays, but those kids play well with each other. They've got a point guard with great vision, and they pass well, they cut well, and basketball doesn't have to be a complicated game. And TJ makes it very uncomplicated in the way they play. And, they've got, some kids at 6'5 that can step out and shoot it, can post up, they're athletic. If there's one thing, maybe they're not real deep. But that being said, the 5 to 6 kids they play are pretty talented.
You get a pretty good game of one-on-one between the two head coaches here. Donnie Johnson, who played a spell at Creighton, and of course Matt Hahn, who had a great career at Morningside. Two high-quality players that got good programs going on here. In the Yellow Jackets, you got a team that's averaging just shy of 70 points a game. They shoot it at 52% inside the arc, 31% from deep, and 62% from the free throw line. Comparatively speaking, the Crusaders at 61 points a game, 54% inside, 28% from the free throw line, or from the three-point arc, and we'd like to see that number improve a little bit, and 62% from the charity stripe. So really the difference looking at the two teams has maybe been the Yellow Jackets a little more proficient from deep.
Right.
We've seen the DeWall twins, Jaden and Jordan DeWall, they're 6'6 seniors. They've been in that lineup since they were freshmen. Sometimes they just get to be bookends. When you look at them being 6'6", you think, wow, those are going to be inside presence guys. No, they're very capable outside shooters. In fact,
right,
probably prefer to shoot the ball outside.
Yeah, they can take it off the bounce a little bit. They can attack basket. They're definitely multi-threat kids. Here's still 7.5 minutes left. We got a little ways with Parents Night, with kind of an extended pregame, but the tip-off will be right around 2 o'clock.
I've got some public service announcements Catholic Radio that will fill a little bit of time. Any 1st through 12th grade students enrolled in our Catholic schools or our Catholic students enrolled in public or homeschooled are invited to submit a visual arts entry for Siouxland Catholic Radio's 2024 Juried Youth Art Festival based on this year's theme, which is the Saints. Entries are due by March 14th at 4 p.m. The artwork will be judged by a group including Bishop Heelan and Briarcliff graduate Amy Thompson. The entries will be displayed April 16th through the 19th at Catholic Radio's home station. First place winner's artwork will be displayed at the Art Sucks Gallery, and that winner will win tickets to the Sioux City Bandits regular season home game thanks to Brett Funk, husband of Holy Cross teacher Mrs. Ann Funk. Details can be found by contacting Catholic Radio. Siouxland Catholic Radio is taking it to the streets with our streets team. Join Bishop Heelan student Joy Bishwakarma and share your time, talents, and expertise. You can volunteer for a special project or once a week for an hour, like Joy, working at the station's social media. Service hours are available. For more information, contact Lisa Niever at the station, 712-224-5342. Let's see what else we got here. I know I got one more page here that if I can find here. If you work for or are a lay leader in the Catholic Church, we want to put more people in the pews. We want you to become a leader in your parish as it needs and build a thriving church community. Tune in every Tuesday at 3:20 to Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1 FM for a new locally produced program entitled Catholic Ministry Professionals. John Cones and Ty Ho from Sioux Falls will share tips and tricks to help you communicate more effectively, work more efficiently, and grow more intentionally. Catholic Ministry Professionals is sponsored by John's alma mater, Briarcliff University. And finally, the Siouxland Youth Group is another new addition to Siouxland Catholic Radio. The youth group's Praise and Worship Plus Mass will be live streamed and available on demand on Catholic Radio's Facebook page and YouTube channel each month, thanks to the generosity of the Gilchrist Foundation and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. And while I got a minute, I can't begin to thank Catholic Radio enough for allowing us the airtime to call these games throughout the course of the season, whether it be football, basketball, or baseball. It's certainly a big part of us promoting our great athletes at Bishop Heelan, but a shout out to Catholic Radio and the support they give us and working with us throughout the course of the year. We can't thank you enough. You guys do great work, and please, every opportunity you can to support Catholic Radio, please do so, as well as the great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Our pregame tonight is brought to you, as always, by Verity Group, along with Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Action Coach XL Edge. When we come back, we'll have tonight's starting lineups for game number two. It should be a good one. The Crusaders against the 17-3 Yellow Jack from Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. We'll be right back.
Sneaky's Chicken was founded back in 1975 by brothers Dave and Rick Ferris. When the two opened the restaurant in 1979, they made it their personal goal to provide a quality meal at a fair price. Over the last three decades, Sneaky's has served tens of thousands through its vast array of food services. While the times have changed, one thing will remain the same. That's our famous Sneaky's Chicken. So let Sneaky's treat you like a part of the family. You can call Sneaky's Chicken, 712-252-0522.
Greenville Pharmacy is a fully staffed modern pharmacy that specializes in providing personalized care and concern for each prescription customer. At Greenville Pharmacy, you are far greater significance than just another prescription number. We recognize you and greet you as a customer, friend. As our friend, your good health and well-being are truly a primary concern. Proud sponsor of 88.1 FM and Heelan Sports.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders!
Central Bank, Sioux City, and Storm Lake. We make it happen. That's the nature of being part of Central Bank. Our small-town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family-owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First of all, for the Yellow Jackets of Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. They stand 17-3 on the season and coached by Donnie Johnson. Their starting lineup looks like this. It will be number zero, Timothy Calabro, a 5'8" sophomore. Timothy averages 2.5 points a game. Number one is Jaden DeWall, one of a set of twins. He's a 6th year and averages just shy of 10 points a game. Number two is Victor Atupra, a 5'11" senior. He averages 6.5 points a game. Number 11 is Jaden Calabro, a 5'8" senior. Jaden leads the team in scoring at 19.8 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup is number 12, Jordan DeWall, also a 6'6 senior, averages 17.5 a game. Noticeably missing from the lineup tonight will be number three, Devin Davis Conte. He's a 6'1 senior, averages 12 points a game. Word on the street is that he will not be playing tonight. Yellow Jackets average just shy of 70 points a game. They shoot it at 52% from inside the arc, 31% from beyond the arc, and 62% from the free throw line. Your Bishop Heland Crusaders coming off a huge win last night, stand 12-7 on the year. They're coached by Matt Hahn. Lineup looks like this. Number 12, Brady Schultz, a 6-foot senior, averages 4.7 points a game. Number 15, Quinn Olson. Welcome back to the lineup, Quinn. He had a big night last night, and it's good to see him back off an ankle injury. He's averaging 11.6 points a game. Number 22, Sean Schaefer, the 6-foot senior, averages 6.5 a game. Number 23 is Matt Knoll, the 6'7 senior, averages 24 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup is number 24, Bo Chamberlain, the 6'3 senior, averages 7.7 points a game. So it's Schultz, Olson, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain against Calabro, DeWall, Atupra, Calabro, and DeWall. So not too many different names there for the Yellow Jackets. Again, the Crusaders average 61 points a game. They shoot at 54% inside the arc, 28% outside the arc, and 62% from the free throw line. And we got ourselves a good one. It's conference basketball this afternoon.
No, this is going to be, I don't want to say a heated one, but this is going to be a high intense game.
I think the best way to put it is the Yellow Jackets play with a lot of emotion.
Yes, they do.
And it'll be interesting to see how the game is called. That's going to be an interesting aspect to this. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom and Mills, Schellhammer, Pitts & Associates, along with Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. Here we go. We're ready to jump ball. Crusaders in the home white, moving right to left on your radio dial. The Yellow Jackets in their black uniforms with orange numerals and orange trim. And it's going to be DeWall jumping up against, oh, it's a terrible throw.
Come on.
We're going to re-jump.
Kerwin. Come on,
Kerwin. These boys are big. Get that ball up in the air. It's Hahn versus DeWall. Excuse me, not Hahn, but Knoll versus DeWall jumping center here. Game's got to go a lot smoother after this. Yellow Jackets get the tap, and Calabro quickly scoots it up, kicks it inside. Quick baseline jumper is good. That's Victor Atupra with the deuce there. This team scores quickly and often.
Yeah. Well, and they're going to – last week they sat in 2-3 zone, really made it difficult for the Crusaders. They were going to make us prove things from the outside. Is that Crusaders going to start with a little lob play? Not there. Well scouted.
Yellow Jackets, as Tom said, in that 2-3 zone. They're going to let Brady throw that three-pointer up. It's off the mark, rebounded by Atupra. Here comes the Yellow Jackets pushing up quickly. They kick it side court to DeWall. DeWall's three-pointer off the mark.
Let's go. Let's run. Let's push.
Here come the Crusaders. It's Chamberlain up the left side. Tries to kick it into Quinn, and I think they're going to call
Quinn, or is it just out of bounds? They called a foul on Quinn.
A little surprised on that. Kind of an errant post-entry pass, and Quinn went over the back. So foul number one on Quinn Olson, team foul number one on the Crusaders. Here come the Yellow Jackets. They push it up. It's a two-plus, swings it left side. Calabro turned it down. That was Timothy Calabro back up high to Jordan DeWall. Jordan's working against Chamberlain, Bow, and has his shot blocked out of bounds by Matt Knoll. Good defense by Chamberlain, good help by Matt Knoll. 16 seconds left on the shot clock. It'll be underbasket inbound situation for the Yellow Jackets. Here's DeWall, three-pointer, top of the mark, rebounded by Chamberlain. That was Jaden DeWall missing that three-pointer. Crusaders yet to find the scoring column, down 2-0 here, just a minute and a change into the ballgame. Left wing, Chamberlain up high, Brady Schultz, three-pointer. Brady's way off the mark with that one. Rebound by the Yellow Jackets as they scoot it up quickly. Calibro fake the hand back. Calibro's going to be guarded by Quinn. Now switches over to Chamberlain. DeWall's got a mismatch inside. DeWall outside. Calibro, that's Timothy Calibro, back to DeWall. Nice little slip by his twin brother there to get inside. Nice give and go there, and they're going to get an and-one opportunity as completing the bucket there is Victor Atupra with a deuce. And he'll get to the free throw line to shoot one.
Okay. I don't know what... Jay, I was just watching some things down on the front row, and... don't know what the problem is, but apparently
Tupra misses the free throw, and 4-0 Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. Crusaders with the ball, right wing. They kick it up high. Schaefer spins it over left side, and checking into the ball game is Pierce Conley. Pierce takes it high post into Noel. Noel dribbles free throw line, has to pick up his dribble. Bo with a long three off the mark.
Great.
Matt with a nice board
great job.
Hacked in the act on the putback.
Yeah, great job going after that offensive rebound. I just noticing we had a little altercation down here. Although I was kind of watching, seeing what was going on.
A two-pro with that foul is going to put Mr. Noel to the line. Matt is going to shoot two here. Again, the outstanding All-State senior, averaging 24 points a game, knocks that first free throw down. The Crusaders are on the board, 4-1 here, 5:36 to go in quarter number one, as Matt's going to get one more from the charity stripe. That is up and good. 4-2 early, Yellow Jackets, as they're going to bring it across the timeline. They're going to spin it over DeWall. That was Jaden DeWall back to his brother Jordan. Jordan knocks that three-pointer down. Jordan DeWall with three on the year. Jordan is a 31% three-point shooter, average of 17.5 for the Yellow Jackets. They lead 7-2 early here. Pierce Conley gets it in to Matt Schaefer with a nice base or nice elbow jumper there. It's good to see Sean find the net. He was shut out last night, much better score than that. That was a pure shot there. Corner three by the Yellow Jackets. It's good.
Well, and the Yellow Jackets come out on fire. Really getting some good open looks offensively. Just very similar start to what we saw last week down at Council Bluffs.
That young man was 0-for-20 from the arc prior to that. As Schaefer drives in, gets a lot of contact, no foul called. That was Timothy Calibro that hit that last three. He's now 1-for-21 on the season. There's DeWall, open three. It's going to be an air ball for Jaden DeWall. 10-4 early on here. Crusaders 4:28 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. First quarter brought to you by our premier sponsors, Fibercom, Mills, Schellhammer, Pitts, and Associates. Here's the Crusaders working against that Yellow Jacket zone. They're going to have to knock some of these three-point shots down. Matt Noel up high with the ball.
And that's where, last night we had Charlie Bondrager come off the bench, 6-for-7 from the arc. Is Matt Noel, his three-pointer doesn't draw iron either. And so here comes Charlie just as we speak.
We'd also like to thank Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center for working with Fibercom and Mills, Schellhammer, Pitts & Associates as your first quarter sponsors. 4:04 to go here, 10-4. TJ, as they've got the ball, it's a two-pro with the ball, takes it corner. They're going to lift a lot of threes. That one was in and out. Shooting that one was Jaden Calibro. And here comes Quinn pushing it up quickly. They spin the ball over. Nice three-pointer there by the lefty. Pierce Conley with the three.
Great job, Pierce Conley. Again, Pierce shot that with confidence, you know, and I think he did that last night from what I hear.
Yeah, he had a nice stroke last night. On the other end, a quick three by the Yellow Jackets. It's going to be saved, but no, they're going to say that Jaden DeWall stepped out of bounds trying to save the ball. And
I think Charlie kind of got knocked as he tried to save that. As Calabo tried to save, or I mean, he tried to save the ball. It kind of got Charlie, I think, across the face a little bit.
Yellow Jackets 2-for-8 unofficially from the three-point line. They're going to throw a lot of three-pointers up. Crusaders now working against, looks like they switched over to stay in that zone there. As Pierce Conley spins it over. Matt gets the right wing, gets hacked, but they're just going to say it was a clean block. It's going to remain in the hands of the Crusaders. Checking back into the ball game is going to be Sean Schaefer and Brady Schultz. Checking out is going to be Pierce Conley and Bo Chamberlain. Crusaders get the ball inbounds. It's Schultz over to Schaefer. Back to Schultz. They kick it into Quinn, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. 3:08 on the game clock. Crusaders trail 10-7. Quinn Olson's going to trigger the inbounds, gets it to Sean Schaefer. Now Matt Noel working on that right wing just inside the three-point line, throws the ball away. Here comes a one-on-one opportunity for the Yellow Jackets. They get it tipped away, but now they've got an open look. It's going to be a three-pointer from the left corner, and it's in and out. Timothy Calabro with that miss, rebounded by Charlie. Here come the Crusaders. Quinn weaves through. Matt Noel, trail three, off the board, rebounded by Jaden Calabro. Calabro brings it up quickly. A quick guard for the Yellow Jackets. Step back three is off the mark. Matt with a nice rebound there. Noel's going to take it. He's working against the Yellow Jackets, and we're going to see a foul called. That one's going to be whistled on Jaden Calabro. First on Jaden, second team foul. 2:26 to go here in quarter number one. It's the Crusaders trailing the Yellow Jackets 10-7. Tom, I think we need to be a little patient on offense and maybe get it inside a little bit more here.
And again, if they want to play some man, I think this is where we take advantage of some mismatches. Like right now, Quinn Olson, let's get Quinn. Great little cut. Come on, Pierce, finish this.
Pierce gets it up. He's fouled in the act. Couldn't quite get it to fall, but he's going to get free throws there. That foul's whistled on number 14, Demary Robinson. Robinson averages 1 point a game. He's a 5'8" sophomore. Pierce Conley to the line. Free throw is up and good. Pierce has been a bright spot, and really the Crusader bench the last couple of nights. Last night with Charlie Von Drager, and now tonight with Pierce coming in, getting some big points early, really helped spur this Crusader team as he misses the second one. 10-8, Yellow Jackets, 2:11 to go here. As Yellow Jackets aren't going to make a lot of passes. They run a little weave offense.
Well,
there's Calabro driving, spins. Puts it up and misses it, and going high to get the rebound is Quinn Olson. Quinn's going to take it right out of the pack with on the dribble. Gives it left wing. Nice pass.
Great little pass.
Pierce Conley.
Pierce Conley.
Sean Schaefer with the deuce. We're all tied at 10-10. Under 1:50 to go here in quarter number one. Quinn's lucky he didn't get a second foul there as the ball goes down to DeWall.
We got a charge.
Dip his shoulder.
That was the old 50-50 call, and we got it at home.
Might have been a little bit of an acting job there, but the thing they look for as officials is, do they lower that shoulder
right
when they make that move? And that time they deemed that Jordan DeWall did just that. That's his first team foul, number four. Crusaders now with an opportunity to take the lead after trailing us by as much as 6 points early on. Pierce Conley with the ball, right wing extended, gets it up to Schultz, back to Pierce. TJ's back in that 2-3 zone. They're kind of sliding Sean Schaefer into that high post. Now they clear him out to the corner, and the Crusaders turn it over as they try and go from Sean back out to Pierce Conley. And turnover Crusaders here with 1:14 to go in quarter number one. Scores as close as it can be.
Absolutely, 10-10. And, again, great place to be on a Saturday afternoon with a couple heated kind of a heated game already here early in the first quarter.
Crusaders staying that man-to-man. It's DeWall to DeWall. DeWall working against Sean Schaefer. That's Jordan DeWall. Long three-pointer by Calabro's off the line, Jaden Calabro. And here come the Crusaders kicking it up quickly. Brady had it on the wing, decided not to, and Crusaders kick it inside. They give it to Matt. He gets contact and gets the bucket there. Matt Noel with four now.
Might be the first lead we've had on TJ all year.
Here comes TJ trying to answer. It's Calabro driving all the way off that right wing down to the baseline, kicks it out to DeWall. DeWall up high to Kupra. Kupra spins into the lane, and they're going to call a change in pivot foot there. Pivot feet, I should say.
I don't know if that one was a travel, but they missed one earlier, so we'll take it. Good minutes not there by Pierce Conley.
Not an easy game to call. Both these teams kind of take it hard at it.
We said it last week, would have been a very, very difficult game to call.
Shot clock is off. 18 seconds and running here. Crusaders up two. They're going to get the last opportunity here to try and build on that two-point lead. Kick it right wing, Sean Schaefer, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Left side, Chamberlain. Go up high to Quinn. Quinn at the elbow. Bow, corner three. Missed it. Schultz with the rebound, and he couldn't get the put back. But after one, it's the Crusaders 12, Thomas Jefferson 10. A big thanks to our first quarter sponsors, Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shelmer, Pitts & Associates, Faber Meats, Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. After one, it's the Crusaders 12 and the Yellow Jackets 10. We'll be right back after this 30-second spot.
Come away to a quiet place. Trinity Heights offers more than two dozen shrines, memorial garden spots, and quiet corners for prayer and reflection amidst 14 acres of spacious walkways and soft green spaces. We offer a peaceful setting away from everyday hassle. Two magnificent statues anchor Trinity Heights on each end, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Peace, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. An impressive life-size carving of the Last Supper is located in St. Joseph Center across from the Marion Center gift shop. You will find Queen of Peace in Trinity Heights located at 33rd and Floyd Boulevard, Sioux City, Iowa.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. We've played one here in game number two. Girls with a win in the opener. The boys up 12-10. After one stanza here, and Tom, I think both teams are kind of feeling each other out here. I would expect a little more offensive production from both sides here as we get into the second quarter.
Yes. So apparently we had some TJ fans that infiltrated the Helan cheering section, and I don't know if Mr. Wright didn't like that, what happened, but there seems to be a little bit of debate on where people can sit and can't sit in the field house.
Back to the action. Crusaders with the ball to start the second quarter.
Nice little cut
Quinn
there.
To Schaefer, and Schaefer with the and
Schaefer
one.
Schaefer with the finish.
Yeah, as they're going to whistle Jaden DeWall with that foul. As Sean Schaefer now with six, a chance to add to that total, 14-10. That's the biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders. Second quarter brought to you by Light Forms, as well as Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. They are your premier second quarter sponsors. Sean Schaefer's free throws off the mark. Good possession for the Crusaders to open the second quarter as they lead 14-10. Here comes the Yellow Jackets working a little weave offense. It's DeWall, long three, good.
That's we got to get out on him.
Jaden DeWall with the three. And that cuts that lead back to one, 14-13. As Yellow Jackets are going to stay content to stay in that 2-3 zone and dare the Crusaders maybe to try and make things happen from the perimeter. Schultz with the ball up high, kicks it left wing to Chamberlain. Back to Schultz. Schultz drives the free throw line. Tried to kick it over to Matt Noel and gets the ball stolen. Here come the Yellow Jackets. With the ball is a Tupra up high. He's going to drive into the lane. Tries to flip it out. And Sean Schaefer returns the favor as he gets
great
the steal.
Job,
and a great left-handed finish by Sean.
Great finish by Sean. I think Calabro thought that there was a push-off, but that's just fast-active play right there.
Sean Schaefer showing off that athleticism there as he out-sprinted DeWall, long three. It's going to be an air ball saved by the Yellow Jackets but thrown out of bounds. So good defensive possession for the Crusaders. They lead by three, 16-13. Crusaders with the ball on the floor for the Crusaders. Original starting lineup is Chamberlain, Schultz, Noel, Olsen, and Schaefer. Sean Schaefer with 8 points tonight. Great start for Sean. Right wing, Matt Noel. Matt's going to be pressured pretty heavily up there. Back to Schultz. Noel right wing, Schultz up high. Trying to get Quinn Olsen freed up in that high post area. Playing a little catch there. Now they get it into Quinn, but Quinn throws it away. Trying to kick it back out to Chamberlain. Here comes DeWall on the layup. Crusaders didn't get back on defense. That's Jordan DeWall with the deuce, 16-15.
Yeah, that's where they're, you know, they're not guarding us out on the top of the key. They're really trying to, they're going to suck in, take that high post away.
There's Sean Schaefer, open three-pointer right wing. Didn't get it, and on the rebound, I think they're going to whistle Jaden DeWall.
No, I think they just whistled Bo Chamberlain.
Wow.
Oh, they did. Okay. It was kind of confusing by the...
And that's got, I think we got a difference of opinions here between the two officials.
Yeah,
this could end up a double foul jump ball. We're going to kind of hold things here. They're going to stay with DeWall getting the foul there. That's his second. That's a big one.
That's a big one. Yes, it is.
Again, as Tom mentioned, they're down a starter already in Devin Davis-Conte, and now it's not a deep team to begin with, so. Once the smoke settles,
the foul is on one.
DeWalle with that foul. Kaysen Thomas making his first appearance of the night. He skips it over to Bo. Bo drives baseline, spins, kicks it back to Sean. Nothing going up high. Matt Knoll, three, is in and out. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by the Yellow Jackets. Jordan DeWalle with the ball. Here he kicks it back into Calibro. He's going to bring it up. Good little slip screen there. They nearly throw it away, but it's tipped out of bounds by the Crusaders. It's going to remain in the hands of the Yellow Jackets. Braden Calibro, number 20, a 5'9 junior, has checked into the ball game as well. Three different Calibros on this team.
Again, TJ just really good. They're a great ball screen team because they do pass very, very well.
Up high with the ball is Timothy Calibro. His three-pointer is off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Kaysen Thomas. Kaysen hustles, keeps it in play. Here come the Crusaders. They've got numbers. Couldn't get the ball inside. Kaysen, though, spins on the left block. Cross court, Sean Schaefer, open three. In and out. Kaysen tipped it, couldn't keep it alive. Rebound by Jaden Calibro. Here come the Yellow Jackets. They trail by one, 16-15, 4:52 to go here in the second quarter. Calibro step back three. It's a little bit strong. Matt Knoll with yet another rebound. And Matt's just going to bring it up. They immediately pick up pressure on him in the backcourt. Kicks it left wing to Chamberlain. Short corner, Pierce Conley back up to Schaefer. Bo into Matt. Matt fadeaway jumper, 12 feet. Off the mark, and the rebound by Braden Calibro. Here come the Yellow Jackets. So got a little scoring lull here the last couple of minutes. 4:22 to go here in quarter number two. It's the Crusaders holding on to a 16-15 lead. As Calibro kicks the right corner.
I'm not sure if we know what we're calling here yet or not.
I believe they're going to call, Kaysen for breaking through that pick, I believe.
Yes. Charlie Von Drager checking back in for Sean Schaefer. We got to get him a shot or two.
We got to see if that heat check continues from yesterday. Calibro will kick it inbounds. That's Braden Calibro. Kicks it from the left side all the way across court. Corner three off the mark. Nice rebound there by Pierce Conley. Good seal by Pierce. Good rebound.
Yep, good seal. Pierce giving us really good minutes.
Chamberlain kicks left corner to Kaysen. They try and kick it up high to Charlie. Charlie, right wing, Pierce, now inside. Matt's got an advantage there, and he's going to be hacked. I believe they're going to whistle Jordan Calibro with that foul.
Well, they're going to give him two shots on that. That was it was on the pass, but we'll take two shots.
This is going to get entertaining before it's all said and done. A lot of discussions going on amongst the principals involved.
Well, and the
Matt misses free throw number one. He'll get one more here. Knoll with 4 points. As he misses both free throws. Rebound controlled by the Yellow Jackets. They just outrun the Crusaders down the court.
That can't happen.
Atupra with that bucket. He's got six.
Yeah.
Lead goes back to the Thomas Jefferson Yellow Jackets, 17-16. Matt, Charlie, spin it over. Pierce Conley. Pierce probes, but doesn't have anything. There's Matt, open elbow jumper off the mark. That's a shot Matt doesn't miss very often. Here we go from the other way. It's DeWall trying to go between his legs, working one-on-one. There's going to be a jump ball situation.
Great job, Pierce. You know what? Pierce is making the most of his minutes, gets on the floor, keeps a possession for us.
And we're going to see checking into the ball game.
Grant Whitcomb. And
number four, Grant Whitcomb. And who's the other one that checked in?
Quinn Olson.
Charlie Von Dreiger will guard the inbounds play. Now they kick it in to DeWally. Long three by the Yellow Jackets. It's off the horn and rebounded by Quinn Olson. Good hustle there on the long rebound. Crusaders trail by one, 17-16. 3 minutes to go here. Grant Whitcomb right off the bench throws up the three, misses it. Vacation's there for the rebound. Can't get it to fall, and I think we're going to see Charlie Von Dreiger with an over-the-back foul. That's his first team foul, number two.
There's one thing I love to see Kaysen do. I mean, he's a phenomenal offensive rebounder, but just take his time, gather, take a breath. You know, he's so strong. He doesn't need to hurry that shot back.
You're going to have to be strong putting it up inside because there's a lot of athleticism going up with you here. The Yellow Jackets now, they've got the lead and the ball. Calibro, nice drive, double pumps, misses. Bo Chamberlain with the rebound. Crusaders doing a pretty good job on the boards tonight. Here comes Quinn. He gets the ball and stripped from behind. And again, the Yellow Jacket faithful are not real happy with that one. Timothy Calibro with that foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Yellow Jackets with 2:41 to go here in the first half. 17-16 Yellow Jackets here on the Security National Bank scoreboard. There's Bo Chamberlain. Open three. Bo misses it. Long rebound. Here come the Yellow Jackets. They got numbers as they push it up the floor. They pull back. Calibro gets double team, kicks it out to DeWall. He comes in there, puts a nice little runner up. That's Jordan DeWall. And we've got a 30-second timeout by Coach Matt Hahn here as the Yellow Jackets have stretched that lead to 19-16. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Lightforms, as well as Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand and Schramm Electric Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Ducky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. Quick timeout. Crusaders are going to have the ball in their own backcourt. They trail by three here. On the court for the Crusaders, Grant Whitcomb will be the point guard with this group. Bo Chamberlain, Quinn Olson, Kaysen Thomas, and Charlie Von Dreiger. So only two original starters on the floor for the Crusaders here. Charlie left wing, kicks it into Kaysen. Kaysen inside out. Whitcomb has it top of the key, drives, probes, kicks it to Charlie. Charlie open three. It's off the horn. Quinn loses the battle for the rebound. And once again, the Yellow Jackets beat the Crusaders up the floor. They miss the layup, but the follow-up is good. And that was Jordan DeWall with that follow-up. They've got nine. As Crusaders have not had a real successful second quarter here, being outscored 11-4, and now find themselves on the short end by 5 points here. That zone defense by the Yellow Jackets has really got the Crusaders out of whack here. We're going to see checking in the ball game is James Arlt as well as Pierce Conley.
And here comes Matt Knoll back in.
Coach Hans is trying to find a combination here that can have a little more fluidity on the offensive end.
Well, I also think, too, defensively, maybe James can have a little more luck with their point guard as we get inside to Matt Knoll, and they call a charge. Oh, my gosh. That was that's an and one is what they call that in basketball, not a charge.
Matt whistled for his first foul. Crusaders on the downside of this one, 21-16 with 1:22 to go here. The Yellow Jackets now with the ball. They attack Calibro. There's Quinn Olson with a near steal at midcourt. Ball goes out of bounds off Quinn. It's going to remain in the hands of the Yellow Jackets. As Braden Calibro is going to trigger the ball inbounds to Jaden Calibro. Braden to Jaden. And here come the Yellow Jackets. It's Jaden driving in, kicks it back. A two-pro with the missed three and the rebound by Matt Knoll. With 1 minute left here in the fourth quarter. And there's free throws for the Crusaders.
There you go. And that was a good call. I mean, TJ does a lot of reaching and digging, and sometimes they do it clean and sometimes they don't. They got caught there.
Well, we touched upon this a little bit last night in that AL game, that the officiating, when you get into the metro area down there, Council Bluffs, Omaha, they tend to let a lot more go by, so sometimes the adjustment isn't real easy.
And
going both ways,
yes,
obviously.
I mean, like I said, I was in Omaha last night at Elkhorn, and boy, if you bring in your weak game, don't come, because you got to play through a lot of stuff.
Matt Knoll nails both free throws. He's 4 for 6 from the charity stripe. He's got 6 on the night. The lead is 3, 21-18. We've got a 20-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock there. Double team. Ball stolen away by Quinn Olsen.
Trail that one for a dunk.
Quinn, left-handed layup. He misses it, and the putback is missed by Matt Knoll on the trail dunk. And then we're going to see a foul whistled on Pierce Conley.
I just feel like the Crusaders are ready for just a little explosion.
39 seconds left here in the first half. Crusaders trail by 3, 21-18. As James Alt awaits the Calibro, he'll guard him. We've got about a 4-second differential between the game clock and the shot clock. Up high with the ball is Timothy Calibro. Hand back. Calibro, long 3, is off the horn. 16 seconds to go. Crusaders are going to get a chance at the last shot here of the half should they want it. Matt kicks it over to James. Arlt has nothing going. Kicks it right side to Charlie. 4 seconds left. 3 seconds left. James Arlt kicks it inside to Quinn Olsen. Quinn's turnaround jumper is blocked. And so that's a wrap on the first half. It's not the game we expected. I thought there'd be a little more scoring going on. But after one half of play, it is the Crusaders trailing the Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson Yellow Jackets 21-18. Big thanks to our second quarter sponsors once again. When we come back, we'll have some halftime analysis. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part, strive to do the right thing, dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank, we believe the small stuff can make a big difference, no matter where you are on your financial journey. Security National Bank. Everything matters.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Culligan. For more than 80 years, your local Culligan man has been the expert in providing quality water solutions for your unique residential, business, and commercial water treatment needs. Whether you need a water softener, reverse osmosis system, water filtering, water coolers, bottled water, or softener salt delivery, Culligan has been the perfect solution for your family's water concerns. Located at 1111 West 21st Street, Sioux City, to find out more, call 712-252-4479.
People's Bank knows that game day is always exciting. One thing that all of our Crusader teams have learned is the importance of teamwork. That's a key success in banking, too. People's Bank employees work with you to make it a team effort toward your financial goals. You can stop at our Sioux City Morningside or North Sioux City locations. Here's wishing you the best from the team at People's Bank. Go Crusaders! People's Bank, where values matter. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOYA, Catholic Radio, serving the three-state area. Brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate. The Crusaders trail the Yellow Jackets 21-18 in a low-scoring first half. Along with Dave Pepin, our other halftime sponsors include People's Bank of Sioux City, Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. Security National Bank score at half, 21-18. Thomas, I think we got some, I think they're trying to figure out if that the basket over here might be a little bit off whack. A little,
yeah, I think
on
Matt,
that last dunk with Matt Knoll, if it maybe didn't twist the support a little bit.
Right. They seem to be looking at it. I mean, from here it doesn't look like it's anything egregiously, if it is. Like not even, it's hard to tell. But I just have Andy Foster go out there and shove it back up is what I do.
You get Andy with one of his power dunks, that should straighten that thing out right away.
Oh, so. Well, yeah, or shatter the backboard.
So before we talk about the halftime show, probably the big question outside of the Super Bowl this weekend is, will Caitlin Clark get that record tomorrow? She heads into Lincoln. What she need, 39 points to become the all-time career leading scorer?
Yeah, I think something like that. So that's a pretty hot ticket down there in Lincoln.
Yeah, I talked to Coach Doug Moody last night, and Doug said he paid premium price
he paid premium
to get in and watch that.
He said he needs to rent some more letters is what he told me.
Well,
and we
need Coach Moody to be one of our advertisers here. We can get some of those letters.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Next year we need to
get
Moody marquee letters.
I'm going to put that on put you on that one, Thomas.
Okay.
21-18 here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Our halftime brought to you again by Dave Pepin, along with People's Bank of Sioux City, Mild Industrial Group, Brush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Tim Salisbury and Kevin Poss with Physical Therapist Specialists. So, real quickly, not a lot of scoring and not a lot of scorers for the Yellow Jackets. They were led by Jordan DeWall with 9. 3 points for Timothy Calibro, 3 points for Jaden DeWall, and 6 points for Victor Atupra. And for the Crusaders, Sean Schaefer with 8, Matt Knoll with 6, and Pierce Conley off the bench with 4. So
Quinn Olson with 20. What do you have last night, 22?
Yeah.
And held scoreless here in this first half. So TJ doing a nice job in that zone defense, making it really, really hard. Crusaders haven't found a rhythm from the perimeter. It really makes it tough. This game is very similar to what we saw a week ago.
Yeah. And, you know, it sounds simplistic, but you just got to find somebody with a hot hand outside to force them out of that zone. And so far the Crusaders haven't been able to do that. Kudos to Sean Schaefer for kind of getting us going a little bit here. But it's a tough one out there right now. Everything's hard-earned. Yellow Jackets with a 21-18 lead here at half. Again, we'll be back on the air next Saturday, a week from today. It'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off. It'll be playoff time as the girls will have a 4A Region 3 regional semifinal against the winner of SBL and Storm Lake. Those two teams will play earlier in the week, with the winner advancing here to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse next Saturday evening. We'll have coverage of that and coverage as far as they go with Catholic on Catholic Radio here at throughout the course of the playoffs. The boys have one more game, and that'll be at Omaha in the regular season. That'll be at Omaha Scutt on Tuesday. We will not have coverage of that game, but we'll resume their playoff on the following week. So we got a week off after tonight's ball game or today's ball game, and again, it's such a privilege for us to bring you these basketball games here on Catholic Radio. We're going to take it back to the studio to Eric Fox and hear some more from some of our great sponsors when we come back. We'll have third quarter action once again at halftime here. The Crusaders trail the Lynx, or the Yellow Jackets, 21-18.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day, because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us, so we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, as we're just ending the halftime festivities, as we're ready for quarter number three, 21-18 Yellow Jackets. It's going to be the Crusaders with the ball to start the third quarter. Tonight's third quarter is brought to you by our premier sponsors, Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Both teams will come out with their original starting lineups, and it's a lot to be determined yet in this game, Thomas.
Yeah, there is, and it's just the place to be today. We got action going in the stands. We got action on the floor.
It's kind of an edgy Saturday afternoon setup here.
Yeah,
let's see if the Crusaders can get a little run here.
Yeah.
Just three Crusaders in the scoring column the first half. Pierce, Conley, Schaefer, and Noel. Crusaders are going to open against that 2-3 zone, moving left to right on your radio dial. They get a left corner to Chamberlain. Up high, Sean Schaefer back to Chamberlain. Bo in that left corner.
They're begging us to shoot the three.
And back to Quinn. They're going to take it inside. Matt Noel temporarily gets triple team. They spin it, get it into Quinn. Good ball reversal. Quinn Olson inside, draws contact, and gets it up and in.
Good patience. But, again, sooner or later, somebody's going to have to step up and attempt a perimeter shot.
21-20 here as DeWall with the ball up high. That's Calibro. They kick it inside. Ball's blocked by Sean, but it stays at Tupra. Gathers it. Calibro hand back. DeWall three is off the mark and the rebound by Noel, and he's going to be fouled on the rebound. Not much question on that foul there. Is going up with him was Timothy Calibro. That's Timothy's second foul. Crusaders now with the ball and a chance to reclaim the lead. They trailed at half by three, 21-18. Brady Schultz working on the wing. In the high post there. He gets the ball kicked. It's going to stay in the hands of the Crusaders. 26 seconds left in the shot clock. This 2-3 zone has really stymied the Crusaders offensively. Brady kicks left wing. Schaefer back to Brady up high. Matt Noel, 18-footer from the wing. It's off the mark, and the rebound is brought down by Jordan DeWall. Here come the Yellow Jackets pushing it up. They move it quickly. Three-pointer by the Yellow Jackets is off the mark, and a rebound.
Let's
rebound there.
Hold on to it.
Stolen there. Crusaders had numbers but couldn't complete the pass, and here comes the Yellow Jackets with numbers. It's the Tupra open three corners off the mark, rebounded by Matt Noel. 6:26 left here in the third quarter. Crusaders with the ball. Sean Schaefer, right wing, step up three. Nothing but air as the ball is saved into the backcourt, and it's going to be an over the back.
That was over the back. Over. That was, he saved it over to the backcourt by Heelan is a violation, and we're going to sub out Matt Noel here as
Yellow Jackets with the ball. In their front court, 6:13 to go here in the third quarter. They're going to work the right wing against the Crusader defense. Good little slip screen, and and one opportunity for DeWall there as DeWall set the screen. That's Jordan DeWall. He's got 11 now, and then he slipped off that screen. Nice feed, and he's fouled in the act of shooting by Pierce Conley, and it's going to be DeWall now with a chance for the three-point play. They're up 23-20, they being the Yellow Jackets from Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. On the year, DeWall's a 62% free throw shooter. He misses that one. Sean Schaefer with the rebound. So here come the Crusaders back down by three. That's where they started the half.
Yeah.
Corner ball. Boy, they're just working it. They're spending a lot of time making difficult passes for shots they're not going to take.
Right, yeah. And again, we have TJ just begging us to shoot a three, and right now we don't have anybody who really wants to. Bo Chamberlain standing out there, and they're not going to guard. They're not guarding a lot of kids.
There's Bo with the open three left.
Hey, and maybe that's what we needed. Maybe it just takes one shot to kind of get us going.
Did Bo hear you, maybe? 23-23, we're all tied. Here come the Yellow Jackets. They drive in. Maybe got by with a travel. DeWall, open three, good. Jaden DeWall with that three. That's his second of the night, and that's a team that's not afraid to shoot the three-pointer.
Well, and again, they get their three-pointers off penetration and kick against our man, and that's it's just been a tough one for us all year.
Here's Conley, cross-court Chamberlain, back to Schultz. Conley, nice flash, good lob into Olson, and I believe we're going to have Bo Chamberlain get fouled in on the ground. That's going to be foul number three on Jordan DeWall, I think. Oh, I take that back. They're going to got the right last name wrong kid. That's Jaden DeWall with that third foul there. Crusaders, 5:04 to go. There's kickball. Yellow Jackets lead by three, 26-23 here. 5:02 to go in your third quarter. Nice third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank. As well as Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Crusaders inbound, slip action. Matt Knoll with a nice inbounds play, gets the bucket. Crusaders trail by one, 26-25.
Again, Yellow Jacket. Penetration kick to a three.
And then splashes it. That's Timothy Calabro.
Again, I brought up, I'd like to see us throw a little 2-3 zone at this, just take that penetration away.
29-25, Yellow Jackets back up by four. Sean Schaefer, free throw jumper, contact, misses it. Quinn gets it and puts it in.
There we go. That's what we need.
Quinn Olson with the and-one opportunity here as he got the offensive board, got hacked in the act, made it, and he's going to get a free throw. That falls on Braden Calabro. That's his second. And Quinn goes to the line to shoot one. On the year, Quinn's an even-up 50% free throw shooter. Free throw is up and off the horn. Rebound is brought down by DeWall of the Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jackets by two, 29-27. Scoring pace has picked up a little bit here in the third quarter, 4:24 to go. Nice drive and penetration there by the Yellow Jackets. It was Calabro missing it. Matt with a nice rebound there. Pierce Conley off the nice feed from Quinn Olson.
There you go. Let's get a stop now.
Pierce with six now. We're all tied, back to tied ball game, 29-29. Here's the Yellow Jackets. With the ball, it's Calabro. Little spin action, a Tupra. Free throw jumper. That's a shot you'll give them all night.
Push it again. Let's go.
17-footer. Hustling up the floor was Sean Schaefer, but the ball was tipped out of bounds. Good hustle by Jordan DeWall there to take away the easy bucket here. Charlie Van Drager is going to check in the ball game, and Bo Chamberlain is going to check out. I think Bo's got a cut on his hand maybe, and we're going to get a timeout on the floor. It looks like it's a full timeout. We're going to take one with you with 3:50 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. We're back where we started, all tied, 29-29. We'll be right back.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat. Family fun under the sun, just don't forget your sunscreen and hat. When summer's near, so is the heat. That's why our mats just can't be beat. Swish splash all day long on a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a swishing and a splashing. Oh yeah.
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
And now back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, Eric Fox back at the studio. I'm Bob Geary. We've got an interesting one going here. 29-29, 3:50 to go here in quarter number three. And, Tom, we're starting to see a little more pace to the action. Both teams are kind of doing what they like to do now.
Well, again, I think even that last time, Pierce looked up. Sean ran the floor. Like with our girls, we sometimes make some bad turnovers, but you got to make some bad turnovers in order to give your chances some easy shots.
Inbounds opportunity for the Crusaders coming out of the timeout, and then ball's tipped out of bounds. Full shot clock here for the Crusaders. 3:50 to go, all tied up. Crusaders with a chance to reclaim the lead. And ball is turned over on the inbounds play.
Come on. Sorry.
And they've got numbers as DeWall gets the bucket there. He's got 11 on the night. Jordan DeWall, he leads all scorers. 31-29. Careless turnover by the Crusaders on the inbounds play. Pierce Conley with the ball, high post, drops it into Quinn Olson. Ball's tipped out of bounds there. Nice little high-low opportunity there as Sean Schaefer tried to drop it into Quinn, but Quinn got the ball tipped out of bounds.
And there should be more of those opportunities. Charlie's out in the corner. They're guarding him. And that should hopefully open up some opportunities down low for Quinn.
Matt Knoll kicks it over to Pierce. Back to high post to Schaefer. Out high to Pierce. Take it into Quinn. Quinn's going to drive the lane. Double clutcher. He misses it. Reverse layup. Nice move. Just couldn't get the shot to fall. Here come the Yellow Jackets. They lead by two. With the ball is Calibro. He's going to set the offense. He's got DeWall up high with him. Tupra is off to his left. There's DeWall. Right corner. Fade away. Off the horn. And rebound there by Charlie Von Drager. Nice job by Charlie. Here comes Matt Knoll pushing it up the floor. Kicks it back to Pierce. Cross court Schaefer. Right wing extended. Cross court to... I think he was trying to hit Charlie, but... threw it in the wrong spot there as Brady Schultz is going to check into the ball game. Sean Schaefer is going to check out. Once again, a sloppy turnover by the Crusaders. 2:41 left here in quarter number three. Crusaders trail by two, 31-29.
One of the slowest scoring games I've been around in a long time.
For two pretty good offensive teams.
Yes.
There's DeWall out, guarded by Knoll. He drives in, kicks it left corner. Good spin pass to Tupra. He drives, tries to kick it inside DeWall. DeWall up above the three-point line, gives it over to Calibro. There's a drive, another kick. Tupra three corner off the mark, and Charlie just rises above to get the rebound. Nice rebound there, Charlie Von Drager. Here come the Crusaders. We got 2 minutes and change left here in the third quarter. Brady kicks it over to Pierce Conley. Back to Brady Schultz. Corner, Charlie. Charlie tries to kick it in to Quinn and nearly throws it away. Now Charlie pops the three.
Boy, I tell you what,
it wasn't pretty by any means.
It bounced
off a lot of different people, but the Crusaders are back on top, 32-31.
Calibro from deep. Again, offensive second shot.
Calibro misses. Calibro rebounds. And ball's tipped out of bounds by Quinn Olson. Get the feeling this is going to come right down to the wire.
Yeah.
32-31 Crusaders, 93 seconds left here in the third quarter. There's DeWall with the ball up high. Kicks it right corner. Timothy Calibro won the drive. Out to Jaden Calibro. They actually got three different Calibros on the floor for the Crusaders as they kick it inside, and we're going to see a foul called on the ground as they lobbed it into DeWall. Pierce Conley is going to get that foul. That's three on Pierce, I believe. Pierce has had a nice night offensively with 6 points.
Yeah. And a lot of extra possessions. Great floor game. We need to find Charlie's second shot here next time down on 0.
1:16 to go. Inbounds play by the Yellow Jackets. DeWall driving in, takes it strong, gets the finish. Really nice drive there by Jordan DeWall. He's got 6 in the quarter, 15 for the night. Here comes Matt Knoll, kicks it over. Left wing now to Schultz. High-low post there as the ball stripped away from Matt Knoll. Nice defense there by Braden Calabro, but when he fell down out of bounds, he touched the ball, so it would be a Crusader inbounds with 56.8 seconds to go here. Charlie in the corner, and the ball's tipped away. Good recovery there by Victor Atupra from the Yellow Jackets. Kids are quick. Yellow Jackets got a very active group. Quinn Olson, left corner,
skip,
off
skip,
the inbound
skip,
set.
Skip, right there.
There's Charlie, right wing extended, knocks it down.
There we go. We found him.
Charlie V for three. 35-33 Crusaders. They're up two. Nice defense by Quinn Olson as he creates a steal. Now the Crusaders got numbers. Nice hustle once
great
again
hustle,
by Braden
hustle.
Calabro, because it looked like Brady Schultz was going to get the open layup, but coming out of nowhere was Braden Calabro, the 5'9 junior. It's going to be a Crusader ball inbounds. The game clock and the shot clock are essentially the same. Crusaders up two. Big thanks to Folk Brothers and Central Bank, as well as Missouri Valley Atlantic Cattle Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Home for Clitoc Insurance, Modern Day Parish and Lawler Fixtures. They are your third quarter sponsors. There's Sean Schaefer. Step in two.
There you go. Sean needs to shoot inside the arc. His percentage inside the arc is a lot better than outside the arc.
And that four-point lead matches the biggest of the night for the Crusaders at 37-33. It looks like the Yellow Jackets are going to freeze it for one shot here at the end of the quarter. Schaefer now with 10 points on the night. Nice bounce back for Sean. Calabro, long three. Good. They dared Timothy Calabro to shoot it, and he knocked it down. And just like that, we've got a one-point ball game. Crusaders 37, Yellow Jackets 36 after three. A big thanks to our third quarter sponsors. When we come back, we've got the exciting conclusion in quarter number four. It's Crusader basketball here on the home of Crusader Athletics, Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
As we start quarter number four, it's the Yellow Jackets with the ball. They trail by one, 37-36. As DeWall with the ball up high, long three-pointer, good. Tell you what, Jordan DeWall has had a nice night tonight. He's got 16 on the night. Make that 18 on the night as the Crusaders now find themselves down two. Sean Schaefer, three-pointer off the mark. Quinn Olson bangs the board hard. Couldn't get the tip in. Rebounds by DeWall. Here comes the Yellow Jackets now. Back and forth ball game. It's Jordan DeWall into the lane, kicks a corner. Atupra, three, is off the mark, but a battle for the rebound is won by the Yellow Jackets, and they put up a tough shot there. That was number 14, Damari Robinson with a big bucket. That's his first bucket of the night. The lead's four for the Yellow Jackets now at 41-37. Noel gets it up high. Nice kick down to Sean Schaefer. Sean with the finish. Sean's got 12. Leads back to two for the Yellow Jackets. Here comes Timothy Calabro with the ball. He's going to hand back to Jordan DeWall. The big guy is kind of running the point here. Step back three. Nice defense by Quinn. Gives him a second chance here to keep his dribble alive. They kick it up high. It's Timothy Calabro with the ball working against Schaefer. Now he switches off onto Quinn Olson. They're going to set the offense now. Under 10 seconds left on the shot clock. It's DeWall, step back three. It's off the mark, and the Crusaders get the rebound. Long rebound by Sean Schaefer. Crusaders bring it across the timeline. Charlie back to Quinn Olson, deep left wing.
About 6 time to find Charlie to go. Another shot.
There's Quinn, or excuse me, Sean Schaefer. Nice spin move by Matt Noll. Matt just missed the layup.
Yeah.
DeWall with the rebound, going to go coast to coast, and he puts it up and in.
Not very often you see here with in the fourth quarter with Matt Noll, 8 points.
Yeah. Leads back to four, 43-39, 5:50 left in your ball game. Quinn kicks it left wing to Brady, back to Quinn. Double high post with Schaefer and Noll. Charlie in the corner, they get into Sean. Sean off glass, misses it, but Matt hits the board, misses it, misses the putback, goes up again. This time he's going to be fouled in the act. So padding the old rebound stats, but yep. Can't get it in the bucket. He's going to shoot two here. That foul is going to be whistled on. Jordan DeWally, and that's for Jordan. That's going to be foul number three on him. Matt misses the first free throw.
The
4 for 7 tonight.
And again, TJ back with Calibro in and back to the starting lineup, I believe.
Noel's second free throw is good. So 1 for 2 there. He's got 9 on the night. One possession ball game, 43-40, Yellow Jackets, 5:30 to go here in the ball game. Probing is Calibro. He gets down deep, gets double teamed, kicks it out to DeWall. He has trouble with it. Sean Schaefer strips the ball out of bounds on that left wing. Sean's got himself a good ball game going tonight on both ends of the floor. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. 5:13 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders find themselves down 3, 43-40. There's Calibro with the drive. Little runners off the mark. Rebound by Matt Noll. He gets it stripped away. And now a second chance opportunity as the Yellow Jackets missed the three, but they crashed the board, and it's going to be DeWall to the line to shoot a pair, I believe.
Yeah, and right now it seems like all those little second little winning plays are being made right now by TJ.
Yeah, the hustle plays are tending to go their way. Quinn Olson with that foul, that's his second. Jordan's going to go to the line to shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good. He's got 6 in the quarter, 12 in the half, and 21 for the night. Second free throw is in and out, rebound by Matt Noll. So 44-40 here, or under 5 minutes left in your ball game. Crusaders bring it across the timeline. Chamberlain back up high to Quinn Olson. They skip it over to Sean Schaefer, working just above the arc. Sean drives in, gives it over to Quinn. Quinn with a nice finish there. Nice setup by Sean. Nice finish by Quinn Olson.
Every possession is critical right here. 4:30 left. We need some stops. Need some stops.
Ball goes to the right corner. Calibro hand back to DeWall. He tried to kick it inside. Nice steal there by Chamberlain as Quinn Olson outruns the pack.
Gets it to roll. Great hustle by everybody.
That was a winning play. 44-44, all tied up, 4:14 to go. Fours are hot here as the Yellow Jackets try and kick it inside. There's an inside out. Calibro turned down the three. They're going to reset. They go up high to Jaden Calibro.
And his brother just hits the three.
Timothy Calibro with the three. That leads back to three now, 47-44. Yellow Jackets are going to stay in that 2-3 zone. Sean Schaefer working the high post. Down low is Quinn. They seem to have a remedy here as Quinn gets it over, then tries to get it to Sean, and they steal it. Now the Yellow Jackets got numbers. 4-on-3, pull-up three is off the mark. Probably not the best shot in the world there in that situation as the Crusaders are going to call a timeout. Down three with 3:32 to go, and we're going to get a shout-out to our fourth-quarter sponsors. They are St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. With 3:32 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard, it is the Yellow Jackets of Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, 47, and the Bishop Heelan Crusaders, 44. Need to grab another three here, Thomas.
Yeah, we do.
A reminder that the boys are on the road at Omaha Scud on Tuesday. That'll close out their regular season. We will not have coverage of that on Catholic Radio, but we'll be back on the air next Saturday as the girls begin their, hopefully their run to Des Moines, as they'll have a 4A state regional semifinal here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. They'll take on the winner of a Tuesday game between Sergeant Bluff Luton and Storm Lake. Again, that will tip off at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:45 here on Catholic Radio, the home of Bishop Heelan Athletics. As both teams come out of their timeout now with 3:32 to go in your ballgame, 47-44, Yellow Jackets. On the floor for the Crusaders will be Charlie Von Dreiger, along with Quinn Olson, Matt Knoll, Bo Chamberlain, and Sean Schaefer.
Well, hopefully we come out with a set we're going to run. A little high, kick that out to the corner. Charlie hit a three.
Charlie, three-pointer is off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be off the Crusaders and belong to the Yellow Jackets. Got a good look there.
They got the look.
Little high-low post. Charlie just couldn't knock the three down from that left corner. Here come the Yellow Jackets now. This possession is going to take us near the three-minute mark of the ball game. 3:11 to go. Crusaders trail by three. Important stop here on this possession, you get the feeling. With the ball up high is Timothy Calabro. Timothy kicks it left wing. That's Jaden Calabro. He drives, gets caught in the air, back to DeWall. Kicks it to his brother Jordan. Jordan's got 21. He's going to work one-on-one against Sean Schaefer off that left wing. Nothing going there. Now he's got an open three, and he knocks it down. He has just absolutely been a Crusader killer tonight.
Yeah, he
has. He's got 24. That lead now is at six. That's as big as the lead's been in quite a while. Crusaders need to do some things pretty quickly here. Sean Schaefer drives into lane, gets it to Matt. Bo with a three. It's in and out, and the rebound's controlled by the Yellow Jackets. And they're going to be content to use some clock here.
Yeah, they are. This is like I said, this is winning time. We need to stop. We need to D up and get a stop.
2:20 left in the ball game. There's a drive. High arcing, miss layup there.
Let's get an easy one. Let's go.
Crusaders with the rebound. 2 minutes left. 2 minutes left. Crusaders trail by six. They kick it over. Bo Chamberlain, corner to Schaefer. Bo turned it down. Matt up high. Charlie, three left corner. It's off the mark and rebounded by Jaden DeWall. Missed opportunity there for the Crusaders. This possession, they could run it down near the minute 20 mark. Crusaders are still content to not foul. They're going to play straight up here, 1:35 to go. They trail by six.
You don't foul now. That was 16 seconds left.
Jaden Calabro takes it in. He gets challenged by Matt, but gets the layup. Jaden Calabro, and that is his first bucket of the night, and that's a big one. That puts him up by eight with 80 seconds to go here. Quinn on the wing is going to drive in, hands it back to Knoll. Knoll goes up through contact, misses it. Battle for the rebound is going to be a jump ball. It's going to stay in the hands of the Crusaders.
I think we got a foul called.
Valuable time has ticked off here. And you are correct. It is a non-shooting situation, though. That is only the second team foul on the Yellow Jackets. 1 minute, 10 seconds left. Crusaders down eight. They got to make things happen and make them happen in a hurry. They kick it up to Brady, into Knoll, and Knoll's going to be fouled right now. I think the Yellow Jackets are using some fouls up.
That should be a technical foul on 12 right there. That should be a technical foul. The play had ended. He was trying to antagonize somebody.
Jaden Calabro with the foul. Just, again, third team foul. Crusaders inbounds, 1:06 to go. Quinn Olson, corner three. It's off the mark.
And that's a foul on Matt Knoll.
And Matt's going to be whistled for the foul.
Should be, again, the officials don't have any control of this game, which there's been some situations going on that should be handled.
There's a trap by the Crusaders, but the Yellow Jackets break it, push it up the court. DeWall goes in, misses the layup. That's a big miss. We're under 50 seconds to go, though. The Crusaders have got to score, and they got to score quickly as they kick it up. Brady Schultz drives in, kicks it out. Quinn, corner Schaefer. Schaefer drives in, and I believe they're going to call DeWall with the foul there. That's Jaden DeWall. Still not a shooting foul. 40.9 seconds to go. Crusaders down 8. Brady, 3. Good.
Good.
And a timeout by the Crusaders. Brady Schultz knocks the 3 down. Cuts it back to 5 with 37.5 to go in the ball game. It is a short timeout. One final call to our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and 5-star awards and more. A big thanks, as always, to all our great sponsors who underwrite Heathland Athletics here on Catholic Radio. And, well, Thomas, maybe time for one trap, but you're going to have to start fouling because you only got two team fouls.
Right, and you got to foul quick because every time the shot clocks restart. So
basically, with this much time, maybe you can get one trap and try and get a steal, but in all likelihood, you're going to have to foul pretty quickly here. DeWall. A Tupra, Calibro, and Calibro
well,
on the
we
court.
Better match up
Crusaders.
At half court.
There's the inbounds. There's the trap. They get it up to DeWall. He throws
it
away.
He threw it away. Okay.
Wow. So just
you don't need a three. You don't need a three. I'm going to get Matt Knoll the ball. Let's see if they come back. They go back in the zone. Okay, so we got to get a quick look.
34.9,
Bo. That's short. Oh.
Three-pointer. It's off the mark, but the Crusaders get the steal. 25 seconds. There's Matt Knoll with a three. That's off the mark.
Attack the basket, Quinn.
Quinn gets the rebound. Back to Schultz. Schultz's three is off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by the Yellow Jackets, and we're going to see Matt Knoll whistled for the foul with just 14 seconds left in your ball game, and that's team foul number 3 on the Crusaders. 5 points down, 52-47, 13.9 seconds to go. They get the ball inbounds, and they turn the ball over once again.
Well, need to make a shot. Again, I think we got a little too three-point happy.
They gave us some opportunities there. The inbounds to Quinn. Quinn drives in. He's going to get a layup. He misses it. DeWall with the rebound. He's going to be fouled. As things get physical there with 6.8 seconds to go. Quinn with that foul. That's his third foul. Pretty tough here with 6.8 seconds to go. Inbounds opportunity for Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson. They get it in, and they're going to dribble. They're going to run the clock out here. They get a layup at the buzzer, and it's going to be a 54-47 win for the Yellow Jackets as they come on the road and get a big win to move to 18-3 on the season. Crusaders with a hard weekend with AL on the road and Yellow Jackets here, but things don't get any easier. Tuesday they head down to Scott Catholic. So once again, your final 54-47 is
just not the way needed it to go. Not the way we just I guess, lack of a better term, TJ's had our number, and they made the plays when they had to.
Yeah, we just got word over the line that Sir Brandon Watts is qualified for the state wrestling meet. So congratulations to Brandon. Tough district down at Glenwood today, but I think he might be the second-ranked wrestler at his weight class in the state. So congratulations, Sir Brandon Watts. We haven't heard any other results. But once again, in the final, is Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 54, Crusaders 47. Big thanks to our fourth quarter sponsor. When we come back, we'll have a short post game. And once again, Crusader women with a win and AC. championship. Well, the guys go down and fall to 12-8 on the season with one more game remaining in the regular season, that being at Omaha Scutt on Tuesday night. Once again, your final, 54-47, we're back.
Siouxland's professional arena football team, the Sioux City Bandits, are gearing up for the 2024 season in the National Arena League. The exciting changes include the return of the original arena rebound nets, adding to the nonstop, dynamic, high-scoring football and family fun entertainment. Tune in to Siouxland Catholic Radio to learn more about Siouxland's professional football team playing at the Tyson Event Center in 2024.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Healing Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the doorframe? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety. A place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
Catholic Charities wants you to know your marriage matters. Our therapists have years of experience helping couples focus on the positive, improve communication, and make their relationship loving again. If you and your spouse are at odds or struggling with issues small or large, visit CathChar.com, CathChar.com. Catholic Charities provides the caring support to help you build a happier home.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Crusader Basketball Postgame Show, brought to you by our Premier Knights of Columbus sponsor, Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Our other postgame sponsors include Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Title. In your final here in the boys game, it's the Yellow Jackets moving to 18-3 on the season with a 54-47 win over the Crusaders. For the Yellow Jackets, a huge night for Jordan Diwale with 24 points, 12 points for Timothy Calabro, 6 apiece for Jaden Diwale and Victor Tupra, 4 points for Jaden Calabro, and 2 points for Damari Robinson. For the Crusaders, they were led tonight by Sean Schaefer with 12, 9 for Matt Knoll, 8 for Quinn Olson, 6 for Pierce Connolly, 3 for Brady Schultz, 3 for Bo Chamberlain, and 6 for Charlie Von Drager. Crusaders go down 54-47. They led by 1 after 3 quarters of play, but just couldn't finish the deal, as it was just too much Jordan Diwale there. He had a huge fourth quarter with 9 points, and he really spurred the Yellow Jackets to that win.
Well, you got Calabro. You got a point guard that can just handle the ball with such security and then get to the hole. He creates so many things on his dribble penetration, and that's where he breaks our defense down time and time again and finds open guys for open looks, and they convert.
Once again, the Crusader men will close out their regular season at Omaha Scutt Catholic on Tuesday night. Tom Betts would love to see some Bishop Heelan alumni come out and support the Crusaders at Scutt. He might even buy a soda or
right,
two.
That'd be great.
So we will not have coverage of that on Catholic Radio, but we'll be back on the air next Tuesday as the girls start the trip to what will hopefully end up being at the state tournament, as they will have a 4A Region 3 semifinal regional here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. They'll take on the winner, Sergeant Bluff, Storm Lake. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off next Saturday evening. We'll have coverage of that on Catholic Radio pregame at 6:45. So good news, bad news. The good news is the girls, with a convincing win in Game 1, clinch the MRAC regular season conference title. Congratulations. to that 20-1 team, coaches and players, conference champions, and they'll look to move forward in their playoffs next week. The boys go down tonight, split over the weekend, a good win last night at AL, but a tough loss here. They'll travel to Scud, an equally tough contest on Tuesday night, and then their playoff action will begin the following week on Monday. We'll know more about that by the time we have coverage here on next Saturday as pairings will come out next week. So, Thomas, any final comments?
Yeah, I mean, not the afternoon. I was really confident going in. I thought, boy, we're going to build off last night, come in here and shoot well, and we just couldn't get a rhythm going offensively. It was a low-scoring game for three quarters. And, yeah, I mean, you look up there on the board, and with, like I said, Quinn Olson with eight and Matt Noll, maybe a two-year low of 9 points.
Yeah, I don't remember last time. He wasn't in double figures.
Right. So.
And maybe last night took a little bit out of him, too.
Right.
I mean, that was a hard-fought win last night. And
yeah, but
a quick turnaround.
Yeah, you look up there, and, guys that we need to can, you know, just make some shots. And if we're not making shots, it's really tough for us.
Our post game is brought to you, as always, by our Knights of Columbus agents, Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt House, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. Once again, your final 54-47. The girls win 66-18 in the opener. Well, that's a wrap. We'll be back on the air next Saturday. Until then, big thanks to Eric Fox back at the studio. Tom, great work as always. It's been our pleasure to bring you these games. We certainly appreciate your time and willingness to listen to us. When we come back, it'll be playoff time as the girls open their run to Des Moines next Saturday here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Until then, we hope all of you have a great Super Bowl Sunday, an outstanding week next week, and until next Saturday, good night, God bless, and make sure you support our great underwriters as well as Catholic Radio. They are the best. Good night, everyone.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth-degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey-trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.